Hello, I'm back. Welcome, everybody. Come on in. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. I am so glad to be back with y'all. I have missed y'all. I missed y'all last week. I do know Kathy Hartman took amazing care of y'all, and she always does. She is simply amazing. And so next week, I won't be here either because my baby child is graduating from college next week. I'm so excited. But Lizzie's gonna be here with y'all next week. So that is amazing. So welcome. Make sure your chat is set to everyone so everyone can see what you have to say. This is Ask Me Anything. Y'all can ask me, well, anything. And just make sure you put all your questions in the Q&A. You can put them in the chat. I may or may not see them, but you know, there's that. But just make sure you put them in the Q&A so I see them. What else have I got to? Oh, so you know, last week I wasn't here. I'm here this week. Next Wednesday, I'm going to watch the baby graduate from that terrible place, Clemson, South Carolina. And then the following week is Christmas Eve. I will be here with you on Christmas Eve. So while y'all are getting your last minute whatevers together, you can hang out with me on Christmas Eve. And I have an exciting announcement, but I can't tell you about it yet. There's that. Don't ask, because you know if you ask me too much, I'll tell you, and I'm not telling. But it's a big announcement. So, super excited about something coming in the new year, which, you know, it's just a couple weeks away. Last time I was here, it's almost 2026. So, the Bahamas were amazing. It was good to spend time with my family, and then my daughter's in-laws, their family. We all went together as a big group, so it was a lot of fun. So yeah. Oh yeah, Karen Brent is re enjoying retirement. It's snowing, and she ain't got to go to work. It must be nice. That's what I called last week, my practice retirement. I did not look at anything, no BS related. I literally unplugged for a whole week, and it was so lovely. Thank you about the hair. Thanks. I got it cut yesterday and fixed. And my mom is in the hospital, y'all. I just left from up there. She went in the hospital yesterday. She's very confused and she's being nice. So there's that. That's how I know something's terribly wrong because she's being kind to me. So something's terribly wrong with her. But she's in an MRI machine right now as we speak. And I'm here with y'all. Oh, Scotland? Oh my gosh. Yeah, you want to know what the secret is? Tune in on Christmas Eve and find out. Yes. Let's see. Thank you, Jean. Anonymous says, I am struggling with believing that people are losing all their weight simply by following the no BS program. It feels like everyone is just taking GLP-1. I can't take it. I'm feeling a little defeated and considering going back to calorie counting or something. I probably won't, but that's where my brain is going. Okay, perfect. Everybody on this call right now who lost their weight with no BS, who did not do it lo using a GLP-1, please, you know, give a little reaction button. I'll do a rocket ship. I did a rocket ship. Yeah. There you go. It feels like it because what happens? You've told yourself, this is how our brains work. It's lovely. Your brain looks for what you send it looking for. So you've got a thought. Everybody on weight loss, everybody who's losing weight is in no BS is on a weight loss drug. And so every time somebody posts about it, you're like, see, there it is. See, there it is. Your brain is not looking for the posts or the comments of people who are not, because your brain wants to be right, because that's how we stay safe. That's how it works. That's how our brain is wired, is to look for the truth, to make sure that what we believe is right. So when you start to believe that, so here's what I want you to do, Anonymous. I want you to do this. For the next week, I want you to say, I only want to see posts. I wonder who all is losing weight not using a GLP-1. You know how many posts I can find of people who are losing weight or who have lost weight not losing a GLP-1. Put your mind to work on that and you will be shocked. You will be shocked at what you see. One time, Corinne was like, ask to find hearts, like in the world. Like, just, I want to see hearts today. And you put your brain to work on seeing hearts. And you would be surprised how many people posted in Facebook. They were finding, like, I found a potato inside of my bag of potatoes that was shaped like a heart. People were finding rocks on the ground that were shaped like hearts. People were finding hearts everywhere they went because your brain will find evidence of what you tell it to find evidence for. It just will. Think about when it is the reticular activating system or whatever it's called. So, like, if you're like, I think I want to, perfect example, whenever I was like, I think I want to get pregnant. What was the only thing I saw? Pregnant people. And everybody I saw was pregnant. They were ever, I was like surrounded by pregnant people. If I think, I would like to buy a, like, when I wanted an Audi convertible. That's what kind of car I have. I have an Audi convertible. And whenever I was thinking about my Audi convertible, guess what I saw everywhere? They were everywhere. So put your brain to work on what you want it to find. And it's just, you can think that all you want. Like, you can continue to think it. When the thought pops up that, I think everybody in here is losing weight on GLP-1. You should be like, I don't even think that's true. There's a lot of people in here. And there are thousands of women in here who joined No BS for the four basics. Now, some are on a GLP-1, which is fine. It's fine. It's just a different tool. It sounds hokey, but it happens unconsciously, literally all the time. That's exactly right. The reticular activating system. It feeds us what it thinks is important. Dang, that's such a great way to say it, Laura. Yeah, because you're looking for that evidence. It's like, oh, she's looking for that. It must be important. Let's give it to her. I love that so much. Let's see. Joan says, I want to bake some cookies for the holidays, but I'm worried I will lose control and eat too many. How do I handle this? I love that. So now you've got a problem you want to solve. So here's what I want you to think. I mean, I love right question, right answer. So here's your right question. How can I bake cookies and honor my plan? How can I do that? Why is it important to do that? So why is it important? Because I actually want to enjoy these cookies, right? I want them to last longer. I want to be able to give them away. I want to, my whole family to enjoy them. I want to be able to enjoy them more through the holidays. So then the question is, how do I not lose control? I was working with a client the other day, and we were talking about ways that you could have those things and not overeat them. And whenever we started to talk about it, she started to be like, oh, and I could do this and I could do that. So one thing you can do is while you're baking, chew gum or have a mint. So you're not just picking at the dough is my favorite part. It's my favorite part. So you could do that. Then once they cool, you could do a couple of things. Don't leave them out on the counter because if they're sitting out on the counter, guess what? You're gonna have to manage an urge every time you walk in there. Every single time. Like, let's set ourselves up and make it easy. Let's make it as easy as we can make it. Okay? So just put them up. Stick them somewhere else. Put them in a cabinet so that you don't have to look at them all the time. The other thing that the client and I came up with was just to take Saran wrap and hella wrap it, like wrap it all different kind of ways, like around and then around this way and around that way, so that when you have to open it up, it's going to give you an opportunity to make a different choice in the moment. The other thing you can do is get freezer Ziploc bags. Cookies freeze really well. So make them in little Ziploc bags. Put some in the freezer and then every day pull a few out that you want to. The other thing is, don't make cookies until you're ready to disperse them, right? So, lots of times we'll bake cookies and it's 3 days until we're supposed to hand them out. Just make them the day before. Diane said put them in a storage container that isn't clear so you don't even see them. I love that. That's another. I didn't even think of that one. I didn't even think of that one. But here's the thing. You want to put your brain to work on how can I make this easy? And the other thing too is look for what were the pitfalls before? Like in the past, you've probably baked cookies. What got in your way of, saying no to the cookies? Was it that they were right in front of you? Was it, what was it? Was it conversation you had? Whatever it is. And then solve for that problem. That was your problem specifically. And you can also email me or use Ask Coaches, of course, always, because we're always there. But to try to solve for some other, try to come up with some other, solutions if you want to. So that's the best way to do it. Just ask yourself right question, right answer. Put your brain to work on the problem you're trying to solve. So, and then, if I was going to make this easy, another great question. If I was going to make this easy on myself, what would I do? And just the easiest way. And then here's the other thing you need to start with too. What is the goal of it? Same thing with drinking, with everything. What do you want your relationship with the cookies to be this year? How many do you want to have? Do you want to have one a day, two a day, none a day? Like if you could create the perfect relationship with the cookies, what would it be? Like for me, if I was going to bake cookies, I don't even bake cookies, but if I was going to bake cookies, I would really want to sit down at the end of the day with maybe like a, a drink, whatever, sit in my chair and just enjoy the cookies. Like that's probably what I would want my relationship to be with the cookies. It's probably how I would want to handle the cookies. So how, what do you want your relationship with the cookies to look like this year? That's such a good question too. That is a good question because the time is here. The time is here. Not eating them quickly and feeling bad about it. Yes, and the other thing too is it's like Corinne used to always say, the past is your teacher, not your fortune teller. Which is why I said, what got in your way last time? What got in the way? Was it that you did, like Christy said, eat them quickly and feeling bad about it? So if that was your struggle in the past, maybe this year to do that pattern interrupt, just to interrupt a little bit. Maybe when you're getting close, when you're starting to pull them out of the oven, you stick a piece of gum in your mouth. It's hard to eat a hot cookie when you got gum in your mouth. I just be honest, to be honest. Or you pull it, you're like, I really do want a hot cookie. So you eat your hot cookie and then you put a piece of gum in your mouth as you put the rest of the cookies away. Those are good questions. All good questions. I tend to overeat at lunchtime and it affects my energy, which bothers me a lot. Unable to focus, procrastinate. I think it's due to at least three reasons. I used to have my sweet treat of the day after lunch and I eat it whether I'm hungry or not. I tend to finish all the food I bring for lunch, and she brings a lot because she's afraid it's not enough and then she's going to buy junk food. I'm usually overwhelmed, stressed, and bored at work, and eating is my way to comfort myself. Okay, I love this so much. So, you have a good why because you don't want to feel nah at the end of the day. I have had private clients in the past pack their lunch, but split it in half. Cut it in half. So they would leave half in the break room or wherever. They'd leave half at their desk, whatever, and then they would finish that first half. That might be work really well for you because then what could happen is you get to the end of the first half and it's not, you don't have to, because that's why I love the halftime method of serve yourself half. Because, I'm about, let's make this easy. How can we make this easy as fuck? I want weight loss to be easy. I spent too many years making it hard as hell. I don't want to do that no more. I'm gonna make it easy. And so that's why I love the halftime method. I don't have to think. I don't have to convince myself when the plate is halfway gone. Well, I know it tastes really good, but you want to leave half behind. Like I don't want to do all that. If I can make it easy, I'm gonna make it easy. So if I can serve myself half and then stop, then the food is gone, and then I have a clearer head. And that's how I work anyway. So even if you can just pack both of them up in two separate containers so that you eat the one, and then here's the thought, it might not be enough. You might get hungry later. Well, you have a whole nother half. You have a whole nother half. If it happens, worst case scenario, you get hungry. You have half. Because it's all about how can you set yourself up for success? How can you make it easy? How can you maybe take some of the drama down? It is making it as simple as possible, inserting that pause. Because when you only, so you would take the same amount of lunch. You would take this. The other thing you can do is take half of a lunch and then take some fruit or a snack that like is not as like like I used to love to snack on apples and peanut butter or like Bay-Bel cheese or whatever. Just take something small in case you get hungry later. Take a little pack of nuts in case you get hungry later. And then what are you afraid will happen? Like what would happen if you ate to enough at lunch and then you did go buy chips? Why is that a problem? You were really hungry. You honored doable hunger at lunch. And then you maybe you do go get chips at 3 o'clock. You're starving. Why is that a problem? Because that's the thing. I mean, we don't want to vilify the other foods that you would have available to you. If that were to happen, yeah, I stopped it enough. And then when I was truly hungry, I went back and got chips. All right. I'm struggling with the, oh, excuse me, with the strong feeling to quit no BS because I can't seem to lose, just gaining. I keep going back to the thought that I need more structure and action and thought work is not going to work for me. How do I start believing this is for me? Well, you don't need to believe it's, I mean, well, you do need to believe it's for you, but you don't need to believe you're going to get all the way there. So my question is, have you reached out to me? Have you reached out to ask coaches? Because I really like that is so important to reach out for help. So here's the thing. We do have structure. There are four things you need to do in no BS. One is to wait for hunger. Stop it enough. You either write your plan or you can do the quick start tracker that we have. And water and sleep. How are you doing with the actual rules of no BS, the rules, the four basics? Are you getting 64 ounces, I mean, of water? That is a structure. It is non-negotiable. It is there. Are you doing that? Are you even following the because we're not telling you what to eat, but there is a structure about it. There is a structure about it. And I'm just going to tell y'all, I don't care. We have all lost weight 57, 11 times and gained it back, maybe somewhere else and in OBS. I was at the hospital this morning listening to the Regain Reset. It's on the, if you've been here longer than 30 days, you have under courses, bonus courses. I think it's the second thing on the page. Regain Reset. I am just going to tell you, I felt so much relief listening to the introduction before that bitch Corinne Crabtree even started teaching. She unraveled so many thoughts that I still have to this day around regaining weight. I can't even tell you. I don't care because we're all regainers, right? Unless it's your very first diet you've ever been on in your entire life. So even if you did Atkins or Weight Watchers or macros or what calorie counting or whatever, you lost weight, then you gained it all back. We still, even though we're doing it a different way, have a lot of that shame and guilt and the same thoughts that regainers who lost weight and then gained weight in no BS and then lost it again have. I'm just going to tell you, do yourself a favor and take a listen. It was so good. It's so good. I every time Corinne releases somebody, something I always say, it's the best thing she's ever done. Honest to goodness. I'm not even trying to lie. Even if you just, the introduction was 10 minutes, 2 times speed is 5 minutes. Do yourself a favor and go listen. Go listen to the introduction. The introduction, Julie, I was talking about the Regain Reset that we just released. It just dropped. Because the introduction for that is under courses and bonus courses. Regain Resets, brand new, just dropped 2 days ago. We're not really like pimping it out to the membership because not everybody needs Regain, but shit fire. I'm gonna tell you, after I listen to that introduction, I think we all could use a little bit of that. They are on the podcast as well under the bonus courses podcast. So if you've been here longer than 30 days, you get that podcast and you have access to the bonus courses page. Anyway, I digress. I got off on a tangent. Shocker. MJ's back and went on a tangent. It's not okay. So, and I don't even know why I went off that tangent. Now that I'm reading the question, how the fuck did I even get there? I don't even know. Oh, well, let's just go back to your question. I don't even know how I got there. That was a big ass, circle. I just went around. Oh, well, there you go. But we want to know what your habits are. I want you to tell me what your habits are. Because a lot of times you get stuck and you can't figure out and whatever. And I want to make sure that you are at least the habits that you know. We want you to have water and sleep and writing down what you eat are on lock. Then we can work on doable hunger. The other really good resource we have inside of No BS, I'll grab it right now, is the bonus. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. I'll get the link right there. Unless somebody here in this fabulous, I have it in my bookmark things. But that's another one to listen to why you're not. Oh, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Here it is. I'll put it in here. Look at you. God bless. Oh, there's the regain reset. That's the re Thank you, Michelle. And here is the I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. 'Cause we all get there sometimes ourselves. So I want to ask you, Anonymous, have you reached out? Send me your stuff. I want to help you. Tell me what you're doing, what you're not doing. Because a lot of times what happens is we're like, thought work should work. No, we got to get into action. Y'all, motivation follows action. I was not a huge thought work person when I first joined. Corinne said, do these things. I did these things. I was very much a do line person. It was not until I had been in the membership, maybe, I don't know, 8, 9 months, that I even thought about thought work. I even started to think about changing my thoughts and whatnot. I treated No BS like a diet for a long time before I let it change my whole entirely life. I treated it as a diet because that's the only thing I knew. And I just did what Corinne said. We even now give you meal plans if you want that. If you want that type of structure, go on the website, grab you a meal plan, pull you up some recipes. And then you can have all the structure you need. You can have structure galore. But here's the thing, Anonymous. If structure worked, you would be at goal weight, naked on a beach, drinking a pina colada. Facts. We've been on all the structured diets. That didn't work. If it worked, you would have gotten to goal weight and you would have stayed there. What you're doing right now is saying, I lost 50 pounds on Weight Watchers, or I lost 30 pounds counting macros. Tell yourself the rest of the story, Paul Harvey. I gained all of it back with its friends. Because all you're looking at is when you were in a size 10 pair of britches. You're not thinking about what happened when you gained it all back. We keep looking back to something that did not work. It didn't give us our ultimate result, which was to quit obsessing about food, become a normal eater, lose all of our weight for the last time, and feel as amazing as we deserve. That was our goal. It did not work. And I'm going to tell you something, Anonymous. You are not going to get as much individualized help as you ever in No BS, ever. I got people emailing me their plans. I got people who are reaching out to me every day, every week, using me as accountability. You can too. You can too. Nobody, you are not going to join Weight Watchers and have Oprah commenting. I mean, I'm not Oprah. Hell, I'm not even Corinne, but it's somebody who's done it. Join Noom. It's a notebook they have to read from. It's not individualized, personalized attention like you get here at No BS. There you go. But make sure you are reaching out, Anonymous. Please. Everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, If you need help, if you're not losing weight, that's not your problem. It's my problem. I said it last week on the call. I have not explained it the right way. I have not given you the right tools, but I don't know you need help unless you tell me. And if you tell me, I will fix it. I will help you. Laura Bell, how does this work? My first live call. Hey, love it. Laura Bell. So, welcome to No BS, first of all. We are so happy to have you. This is an Ask Me Anything call. I do these calls every Wednesday, and it's like Q&A type stuff, sort of quick kind of questions. So you're wanting to unravel emotional eating, which a lot of us are trying to unravel emotional eating. But on this call, we have a lot of open coaching calls. When you look at the calendar, it'll say open coaching. We do those on Sundays several times. I think there was one last night. But we have them several times during the week where you do raise your hand and you can hop on and ask questions and get coached and all of those things. But this is more for like little straightforward questions. I do this every Wednesday, is Ask Me Anything. The other thing I want to tell you is the No BS Weight Loss Course is where you focus. When you first join No BS, I want you to go through the No BS Weight Loss Course. That's why we don't give you all the extra bonus courses and stuff. We do have an emotional eating course. We do have nighttime eating. We do have weekend eating. But a lot of that initial stuff is addressed in the No BS Weight Loss Course. And then the other thing, too, is when you start working on the four basics and when you do start to write down what you're eating and did you wait for hunger? Did you stop at enough? All of those sorts of things, it's going to uncover where you emotionally eat. So that then, whenever you get past your first 30 days and you unlock emotional eating, you're like, MJ, I know exactly when I am 3 o'clock every afternoon. I've been keeping this stuff for a month. Girl, I know. I absolutely know what is going on. The other thing is, starting in week two, I email you every single Wednesday. You'll get an email directly from me. All I want you to do is reply to it and let me know how you're doing. And if you need help with emotional eating during that time, you just let me know. I'll help you there. That's what we do. That's what we're doing. So you make sure you reach out to me if you need help. I'm the head coach here at No BS. And then you have other amazing coaches here as well. But I'm the boss applesauce, and I help you myself. So if you ever need help, you just reach out and let me know. You're welcome, Laura Bell. Oh, here we go. Anonymous said, did the contact lenses not work out for you? That's such a great question. I was trying to go contact lenses. I cannot get an appointment with my doctor, and I just have a few left. Plus, I've got a cold. And then my mom was in the hospital. I was up at the hospital at 7 o'clock this morning. So I have been wearing contacts. I have, but just not today. And I'm about to run out and they won't give them to me. I see that dad blamed doctor and he couldn't see me for a month. But you're going to see me in contacts more. I've decided it works out well. But thank you for remembering and asking. I love that. I know. I came home from the Bahamas with a sickness, with an illness. Let's see. Thank you, Christy. I will feel better. Let's see. I have a hiatal hernia, so I often get heartburn, indigestion after dinner. I get heartburn that feels the same as an empty stomach. So then I convince myself to eat something else because it does take care of that feeling. Aside from medicine for the heartburn, how can I make myself stop going for more food? Well, I mean, if you feel like crap, it's going to be hard not to go for more food. When you're feeling like crap, and it does actually fix it, right? Like, take some medicine, chew a Tums, whatever it is. But the other thing is, too, you don't want to overeat over it. Because a lot of times that's what happens. Like, if you have to eat to take a pill, like medication or whatnot, you go into a full-on meal when actually all you really need is a few crackers. So, like, if you don't want to take medicine for the heartburn, what is the least amount that you can eat and get it to go away? Because that's the thing. Like, if I'm in pain and the food does actually settle my stomach, you're gonna be hard pressed to be like, I think I shall sit around here and just feel like shit because I don't want to eat. No, I mean, we don't want you to feel like crap either. So, like, would two saltine crackers help settle your stomach? What's the least amount? Because a lot of times what happens is we go back and eat crap or whatever, you know? Oh, There you go. Christy said, listen to the replay from Lizzie's call last night. She coached someone on having a gastric ulcer with similar symptoms. It should be out in a couple days. Yes, Andrea says, good point. My go-to is a container of yogurt, and I add peanut butter, probably way more than I need. Probably so. Yes. That's a, I mean, and that's like just awareness of like, what is the least amount to settle my stomach? I'm gonna tell you, I had terrible heartburn with my pregnancies, and just a little bit of whole milk was helpful to me. So, all right, side note, I have started trying to use a smaller plate. Oh, now you, I didn't even read that, Andrew. I'm sorry. Oh, and I'm gaining weight instead of losing. So I really, and listen, Andrew, once you try that, you email me. If you are still not losing weight, because you know that's what I'm here for. Lisa, I found Christmas songs playing in the stores brings on a childhood memories and the sweet treat that goes with it. Oh, Andy Williams and Magic Cookie Bars the other day. I didn't make them, but what do you do to lessen those memory urges? They're just urges, right? And then think about the other things. It was the song went along with it, but it was not just that. It was maybe your mom would make those things or get them for you. Okay. You can have the memory. It's learning that you can have the memory without the food. Just pause for a minute, take a deep breath, and be like, I love how my mom, it just made me feel like she cared about me. I just love that she would take the time to do that for me. I love that I share that memory with her. Just acknowledge the memory. Let the feeling just kind of wash over you. And then remind yourself, I can have this memory and not eat. The food won't really act. I can create the same memory without eating the food. I just want to sit here and remember. And it's okay to do that every once in a while. Like Corinne talks about eating her gizzards, not gizzards, livers. I hate gizzards. Livers that her mom, her grandmother used to make, and it reminds her of her. My daughter one time made a pineapple pound cake from my grandmother's recipe, and I loved it. And I literally ate a piece every day and would sit down intentionally and really, I that for that whole week, I spent time with my grandmother in the evenings when I would enjoy it and on purpose with my cake, you know? But sometimes I'll smell a food or I'll do whatever, and I just take a minute to think about everything that surrounded that. How my grandmother made me feel when she would do that for me, or how my, how my nanny used to make these French fries and hot grease all the time. If I get a really good French fry, it makes me think of her. And like just it, you can just create it with your thoughts. And just remind yourself, I don't always have to eat. Sometimes I will choose to eat over this, but not every time. Yes. Let's see. Thanks to no BS, through menopause, I haven't continued to gain, but I say stalled. When I really look at it, it's so doable. I just don't stay consistent. I think my fear is if I lose 30 pounds, and my husband suddenly finds me physically attractive again, I'll be crushed. You'll be crushed if he finds you attractive. I'm a new person, so oh, I see. I should just finish reading before I comment on shit. How about that? How about that's my New Year's resolution? Finish reading the fucking question, MJ. If I lose 30 pounds and my husband finds me physically attractive again, I'll be crushed. I've done so much inner work to help our marriage. I'm a new person, so if it is lack of physical attraction due to my weight, I don't know how I'll feel about my husband. Okay, so y'all are not having like the relations at this point, and you're afraid if you lose 30 pounds and he's like, "Oh, where have you been?" then you're gonna feel some type of way about your husband. Right? So I want you to just we'll solve for this now. Okay? You lose 30 pounds. And he is like, Nicole, let's go. It's on. What do you want to think then? What do you want to think about him? That's what I mean. You got to answer that question now. What if it does happen? But you're stopping yourself because you don't like for a problem may not even be a problem. right? Are you being like maybe in 30 pounds, you'll feel differently. Maybe you'll be hitting on him a little bit more. Maybe y'all will be in the kitchen and you'll just kind of touch him on the back and maybe you'll be a little bit more frisky. We don't know what's going to happen. It could rekindle something on both of your sides, on both of your ways. It could. Maybe you'll be a little bit more into it, feel a little bit better about yourself, and then, maybe start to initiate some things. I don't know. Have you asked him what it is now? If it's the weight, if it is the weight, have you asked, like, is that why we don't do this anymore? Is that what the problem is? Maybe just have a conversation with him and say, what is going on now? And try to figure out. Maybe y'all could work on that now if that's something that you want to rekindle. Because it sounds like it's something you might want, something you might want to do, might want to pursue. So it might be worth having a conversation with your husband about it. And that Christy, recommended the relationships course, which is amazing. But go ahead and decide what do you want your relationship to look like? Can you have it now? Go back and listen to some of those sex and body image coachings that Lisa does, which are amazing. There's a lot of women in there that have a lot of thoughts about their bodies. Those would be great resources for you as well. But go ahead and decide. What do you want to think if in 30 pounds he is interested? I mean, you can think it's because I lost weight. You could think maybe I'm more open to it now. Maybe that's why he's doing it. Yeah. And Vanessa said, it wasn't about her. It was about him feeling bad about his size. And that's the thing. Corinne always says this, which is so true. So many problems can be solved with just being willing to have a conversation. Just ask. Because it might not be your size at all. Maybe it is just, something that he's experiencing or something he's going through. Go ahead and have that conversation. Let's see. I have a hard time stopping when I eat anything sweet. Sometimes I even drive to get something when there's not anything available at home. Okay. What do you think? What are your thoughts about sweets? Do you think, here's the thing, a lot of times what happens with the food is it's bad. I shouldn't have that. If I eat that, I'm never gonna lose weight, whatever. And then you don't even write them down like a plan. You don't even plan for them because they're bad. And then what happens is you eat them and you're like, well, now I fucked up already. I guess I might as well go ahead and finish it. Let me finish it just to get it out of the house. So then I don't have to look at it anymore. Or you're eating it and then you're like, because you're eating it to get enjoyment from it, right? You're like, this is gonna taste amazing. I love sweets. I love Ferrero Rocher. Y'all know that's my downfall, Ferrero Rocher, or a truffle, a lovely truffle. It's gonna taste so good. Oh, I cannot wait to get that in my mouth. Then we have an expectation that it's gonna taste amazing and we're gonna enjoy every bite. But when we get it, all of a sudden, we turn on Negative Nelly. Negative Nelly is like, you shouldn't eat that. You think you're gonna lose weight eating that? I bet you're not. You know, once you start, you're not gonna be able to stop. This is awful. You've already fucked up today. You may as well go ahead and eat the rest of the day. Well, go ahead and eat it now. You already got started. You might as well. And then you're not enjoying it, which is what you wanted to do in the first place, which is why you went to get it. And you have zero enjoyment. Zero. As a matter of fact, you're more upset than when you started eating them. And then your brain is like, this was supposed to taste good. I'm going to keep eating it until it tastes good, damn it. And then we never get the enjoyment from it. Here's what I suggest. Get you a piece of candy, whatever it is, whatever your drug of choice is, a nice, lovely truffle, a Ferrero Rocher, whatever it is. Take it home. Sit and enjoy every bite. And then when it's like, you're never gonna lose weight eating that. Watch me. I bet I can. I'm hungry. It's food I enjoy. Life's too short to eat shitty food. Watch me. I bet you if I eat one of these every single day and I enjoy it, I can still lose weight. Try that. Plan it. Sit with intentionality. Listen for those shitty thoughts coming up and have a conversation. Be like, you know what? I'm not gonna be ashamed. I like sweet treats and I cannot lie. Y'all got that. Y'all are really good. I love sweet treats and I'm gonna have a sweet every freaking day. Every day that the good Lord sends, I'm gonna have me one every day and I'm gonna sit and I'm gonna enjoy it and I'm gonna savor it and it's gonna be lovely and I'm gonna lose weight. Yeah, Elizabeth said, I love sweet treats. I can't stay away from them. What about if you do what I just said? Every day. Plan it every day. Enjoy it every day. Don't let your brain tell you you're wrong for it. I ate a piece of dark chocolate every day while I was losing weight. I kind of got out of the habit of it, but I did. I mean, I sure did. And it got me down 30, 40 pounds. There's nothing wrong with it. But what happens is we finally let ourselves have it. And then here's the other thing, past diet trauma, y'all. I mean, we can't discount that. When did you ever let yourself have those things? On a cheat day. The only time. And you better get while the getting is good because you don't get nothing else till next week. Everything else after that sweet treat is leaves and twigs and shit you don't want. Dry ass rice cakes and dry ass chicken with some steamed veggies. And the only thing you had to look forward to in your food life was that chocolate or that sweet or whatever it was. And you ate it all because you had a week to get the weight off. And that's where it all comes from, y'all. It makes so much sense why we have put these foods up on a pedestal and we put them on a pedestal and then we put them in the depths of hell. They're greatest things we've ever had, but they're like off limits. We can't have them. We can't lose weight if we have them, but they're so lovely. It's like, no wonder we stay confused. What if they're just a good food? We talk about good, better, best. They're just a good food. They taste, it's an orgasm in my mouth and I love them. And my plan is going to have good foods on it. It's going to have better foods on it. It's going to have best foods on it. All of them. That's what makes happy people. Happy people are people with good, better, and best all on their plan in a day, every day. Every day. We should all be having a mix of good, better, and best. Right now, I got dark chocolate covered pecans in my kitchen, and I've been having two or three every day and love them. Love it. Yeah, so Ruth says, I swear I get a dopamine hit with sweets. Yes, you do. It is true. This is not fake news. You get a dopamine hit. 100% you do. Sugar gives you a dopamine hit. Yes. But here's the other thing. Set yourself up with a dopamine hit every single day. Because it's the same thing. Like Ruth's like, I get a dopamine hit. And I salivate and keep eating. It feels so good. I keep going eating them. But tell me what happens on the backside. The dopamine, you get that strong hit of dopamine from the first couple bites. Then it starts to wane a little bit. You can't just be up that high all the time. And then, yes, Elizabeth, on the backside comes the beatdown. What if we ate a sweet treat? Yeah, you can get one from walking outside in the cold too. You sure can. You absolutely can. I mean, like I get a dope. I've been watching Ted Lasso. Y'all, I don't know how I was sleeping on that. It's such a good show. Guess what happens whenever I sit down in my chair and I see him in those bleachers in the little, like going to sit in his seat in the bleachers every day. I've been watching the episode. I get a little dopamine hit. You get it from other places too, not just from a piece of candy. But what if you just planned it and ate it without guilt every day It's a good food. I plan good foods every day. But what we're so used to doing is we've been on these bullshit diets. So we're just on these bullshit diets doing whatever. Don't allow ourselves any good food except on cheat day when you weigh in at the Weight Watchers and then you go to the Shoney's buffet. Is that just me or was that everybody else? You should do that. And we just eat and eat and eat. And those foods are bad and we can't lose weight on them. We got to show ourselves that we can. We can. It is possible to do that. Yes. I miss Shoney's too. I miss Shoney's too. You know, Shoney's, fun fact about Shoney's, Coach Judith that used to work here, that's still one of my bestest friends. Her parents owned Shoney's in the Southeast, and she has got a Shoney's big boy statue in her yard. That's a fun fact about Judith. Nicole, say that's not Nicole said. Google Wizard of Oz Easter eggs on Ted Lasso. So many nods to Wizard of Oz. What? Y'all know I collect Wizard of Oz stuff. I wanted to do that today. Maybe I'll have to start from the beginning. All right. So I went long on that one. God almighty. I have a heart. Okay, I did that one. Let's see. I'm spending the whole day not eating, and then I eat at the office when everyone is gone because my schedule has me working 2 hours later than everyone. At home, I now pause, but then I eat. I don't seem to want to do what I need to do. Yes, I've tried planning the things, and that hasn't worked either. Okay, you're gonna have to just tell yourself you need to eat during the day. You're under eating. I mean, that's a fact. So here's what happens when you spend the whole day not eating, you gotta put a schedule in there to eat a little something, even if it's a little snack. Because what happens is when you don't, I'll tell you what your thoughts are. Let me just dig around in your head a little bit. You've been so good all day. You deserve this. But you haven't eaten much, so you can eat a little more right now. Does that sound familiar? I bet it does. Go ahead and eat. You hadn't had anything all day. It won't be that bad. By now, people have already eaten two meals. You're just eating one. I'm gonna tell y'all, I did that yesterday. So that actually happened to me. So I worked and then I ended up, my mom was, in the hospital and blah, blah, blah. So I had to sit in the emergency room. I didn't get home till 7 o'clock last night. And I had not had a meal. I had not had a meal. I had a protein bar at some point in my travels and I ordered Jimmy John's because I love Jimmy John's. And anyway, I ordered Jimmy John's and I ate half the sandwich and I was tired and I don't feel good and whatnot. So, I was sick. I ate half my sandwich and then this is exactly what I thought. Well, you haven't had anything all day. Just that protein bar. You should eat the other half. I mean, you probably won't gain any weight if you do, 'cause you really miss vegetable. I like a veggie sub from there. And I'm like, I really did. I had 5 minutes. I told my husband, I said, would you go in there and put the other half back in the refrigerator? 'Cause I knew if I went in there, I was likely to take a bite. I seriously sat there and was like, that other half, you haven't eaten. I was at enough. I even knew I was at enough. But I was like, you really haven't eaten much all day. You should go ahead. What? MJ, no. But that's what gets you to overeat. But last night, a same thing happened to me. It was crazy. So that's what I want you to like think about that, but schedule a time to stop and eat. You are not going to win a medal, a virtue medal, or get an extra jewel in your crown in heaven because you didn't eat when you were hungry. And the other thing it does is it fucks up your hunger signals. So, I mean, you've got to honor it. That's how you build trust with yourself. Listen. I know I have not listened to you for hundreds and thousands of years. I have paid you no attention whatsoever. But now I'm going to take care of you. That's how you build trust with your body. You've got to eat. You have got to decide, I love myself enough to take care of myself. You are driving your car around all day long on fumes. All day long on fumes. And we've got to stop doing that to ourselves. Let's see. Barb, how can I talk myself into the pause? I find that I'm on autopilot a lot with eating and drinking. You got to insert it somehow. At first, it's like we were talking about that earlier. Make it easy on yourself. Serve yourself half. Just serve yourself half. Make the pause. I mean, the pause is I make half my plate and I put the shit back in the fridge. That's your pause. 'Cause you have to get up. You have to go into the kitchen. You have to pull it back out, make another half of a plate. That's all pause when you're not eating. That's all pause. So make sure that you make it as easy as you can on yourself, or as hard to eat more, you know, like either way you want to look at it. I'm gonna make this really easy to pause. I'm gonna just put this stuff up. And if I'm really hungry, it's gonna be worth me going in to get it. Carolyn here. I have been away for a while. Today I started doing the lessons for the holidays and I set my goal to lose 2 pounds over the next 3 weeks. And I'm feeling it's not good enough. I keep reminding myself that Corinne says, when you think it's not good enough, just do it. Exactly. And I'm wrapping my brain around. So you want to do like little thought ladders. I keep thinking this isn't enough, but the truth is, I am planning on losing 2 pounds over Christmas and into the new year. I don't think I've ever done that before. That's 100% level up. Do you know how many people don't even try to lose weight? They're like, fuck it. I'm gonna tell you, this is true, Carolyn. Fuck it. I mean, I just started January 1st. I mean, what's 2 pounds gonna do anyway? That's what they say. That's not who you are. You're like, you know what? Damn it. I am gonna be January 1, 2026, 2 pounds lighter than I am right now. I am done. Not waiting on you. That's badass, is what that is, Carolyn. No more waiting around for my life to start. I am going to do it right now. Imagine who you're going to be in 3 weeks. You're going to be 3 weeks deep into water and asking yourself if you're hungry. You are going to prove to yourself during a busy time of year that you can lose weight. If you can lose weight in these next 3 weeks, guess what you can do? Lose weight in January. That's badass, Carolyn. Let's talk about it. Like what it is. I keep telling myself it's not good enough, but the truth of the matter is, it's pretty badass. This is a no BS way. This is what no BS women do. And I'm gonna tell you something. Who did the lose 10 pounds by January 1st, went to the thing, and hadn't done shit? Who wants to be with Carolyn? Because it is not too late, y'all. You can lose 2 pounds by January 1st. Who wants to join in with Carolyn? Who has been sitting around going, oh well, I didn't lose my 10 pounds like I thought I would. Guess I just wait to January, see what else Corinne. Susie, there you go. Susie is committing to losing 2 pounds. Janet's so in. Me, I do. Look, I don't care. I don't care if you ain't done shit since the workshop. I don't give a shit. It do not. You know, like Corinne always says, don't fuck up the day when saving it is an option. Like, imagine busting up like the Kool-Aid man into 2026, 2 pounds down. How awesome would that be? When usually we're rolling into 2026 because 5 pounds up. What? That's amazing. Let's do it different. If you do the same thing you've always done, you'll get the same result. If we keep waiting until Monday or January 1st, if you know, we all know, when you wait for hunger and you stop it enough and you get your water in and you write a plan or you're using your quick start guide and at least keeping track of what you're eating, you know you feel so much better. Why delay feeling better, y'all? Why wait? Life is too short to wait to feel better. If you know it's going to make you feel better, let's just get on a damn wagon now and just go on in. That's what we need. That's what we're gonna have to do, y'all. The time is right now. There is not a magical fairy waiting for you at 12:01 a.m. January 1st to sprinkle magical weight loss dust over your head. She ain't gonna be there. I'll be damn fair. I'm sprinkling weight loss dust over your head right now. I'll be her. We are not. She coming. The four basics are going to be the four basics on January 1st. No, nothing magical is going to happen. We are having a fantastic workshop on January 4th. Make sure to mark your calendars. That's Corinne's holiday gift to us, her Christmas New Year gift to us. That's it. Y'all just post in the Facebook group. 2 pounds. Let's just do that. I mean, shit fire. Ain't no magic in January. Ain't no magic in January. It would. How many times have we waited on January? And then the next January, we're like, this is our year. And then the next year, we're like, this is our year. Oh, Christy knows. Ship fire and saving matches. That's my mama. That's what she used to say. Yeah, we're not doing that. Oh, there is magic in January because it's Holly's birthday. Yes. Let's just do it different. Let's just do it different. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. We're doing camp next year, and the theme is becoming an OBS woman. So we still have a few in-person spots available, and we'll be selling virtual next year. Anyway, you can check it out on the website, obswoman.com. But it's becoming an OBS woman. And if you talk to your future self, this at her goal weight, let's just in our mind's eye, or if you can't imagine her, the version of you that is 10 pounds down, 15, 25, it's Queen's Club, whatever it is. Let's just think about, what does she want you to do? Wait. Does she want you to wait for January 1st? What would her advice to you be? Let's imagine she's standing there. She is drinking a piña colada on a beach in a bikini, whatever. She's like, I'm glad you just threw away those last 3 weeks of December. That was a smart move. You know, I could have been here 3 weeks earlier, but I'm so glad you waited. No, absolutely not. All right. I want to get all these questions answered. I've gone off on a tangent. That's what happens when I'm gone a week. Then I have to just run my mouth. All right. That was more than you wanted, wasn't it, Carolyn? Carolyn was like, oh, shoot. Wendy. Wendy says, I'm not using the planner pages, but make my own in my planner so I can have them with me. I love that. Does not seem to be working as well. I can't imagine using the OBS planner pages would be the biggest difference, but I think it helps with the structure. Do you find that some folks just need the physical planner? Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's got to be our thoughts. Like, it's got to be our thoughts, but there have been times that, like, I've done digital planning. There have been times when I just use my notes app to plan. There have been times that I like right now I've printed it out. Like I want physical pages and I keep it on my desk. It just does. Same thing with water. And I don't know why. Like there's times I don't want ice in it. I don't want ice cold water. There are times that like room temperature water makes me want to gag. And other times that I hate ice in my water. It just, I think our preference has changed sometimes, and you just go with it. Just go with it. Let's see. Jen is talking about the earlier question about the lady and her husband. I can relate to this. So my husband and I started to change our lifestyle to get healthier. He began boo. I can't even read. He began a GLP-1 in April, and I began changing my eating habits without the GLP. I started with soda. I love that. Talk about not good enough. I love that you did all this, Jen. I was a two-a-day large Coke from Mickey D's. I haven't drank soda since May. He has gotten a goal, 60 pounds, and I'm down 51 pounds since June. Girl, I am like halfway from what I think my goal weight I hope to be. I joined the Lose 10 to keep me going on this journey. I'm really happy and proud that I've done it the OBS way and not on GLP-1, but I still have this underlying feeling it's not enough and I could be further along. So I guess I almost feel like this kind of guilt for how I've been including things I like when he can just seem to cut those things out completely. Here's the thing though. If he ever has to go off the GLP-1, you already have got the tools that you need. Okay. And for GLP-1s aren't for everybody, y'all. They're for a lot of people. And a lot of people love to have that tool in their toolbox. And it is an amazing tool for people that need it. And some people don't want that tool. They're like, you know what? I don't want to use that tool for whatever reason. Some people can't use the tool for whatever reason. His tool is a GLP-1. Your tool is the four basics and the coaches and the community and all those other things. But here's the thing. Could you be further along? I don't know. Maybe. Oh no. But you could have been further along. I mean, if you had who knows? Like cut out whole like food groups and all of a sudden, who knows? We have no idea where you could be. But we know, here's what we do know. You love the way you've lost your weight. You enjoy the way you've lost your weight. You're including things you love and cutting out things that no longer serve you. You are losing it the way you're going to live the rest of your life. That's what matters. Because if other bullshit worked, right? We would have been there already, y'all. We would have been there already. You have to find what works best for you. For you. That's why all that cookie cutter bullshit didn't work before. That's why it didn't work. It wasn't for you. You know that we always talk, I talk about that on the website when people get overwhelmed going to the website. Everything on that website is available to you. You can click and click and click and watch and watch and watch, but it may not be for you. If you're not in maintenance, you don't need the maintenance course. If you're not a binger, you don't need trust in your body. If you and your husband have an amazing relationship and you don't have any issues and you love your body, maybe the body image coaching isn't for you. It's available to you. Just like right now, all the tools are available to you. GLP-1, you can go back and do no carb. You can join Weight Watchers. You could go to Noom. You could do all those things. They're all available to you right this minute, but they're not for you right this minute. No BS is what is for you. So let's just stay focused there. Go all in. Give yourself a chance over here. Use all the resources. Use, I'm not say all the resources, but all the resources that are for you. And here's one that's for everybody. Us, the coaches, me and Ask Coaches. That's for everybody. Whether you're just checking in, you want to celebrate yourself, you want to toot your own horn, or you want some strategies, that's when you reach out to us. Lose the weight you want to live it. Susie. Oh, this is a good question. Susie, I want to slow down and become more mindful of each bite. Any good ideas on techniques to accomplish this? Okay, there's a couple ways. Now, there are bite timers that you can get on your phone. Somebody will tell you in the chat, whatever, bite timer. You can download the app and set it so that, like, you just, it like bzz, every time you're supposed to take a bite. Another good one is just to put your fork down between each bite. Another good one is to, use kids' silverware. That's a good one, Jen. You can eat with your non-dominant hand. That will also slow you down. Those are some good ways. Anita said, I'm not doing the program at all except drinking water since my husband died over a year ago. I've gained the 60 I lost and keep gaining. I'm only interested in food. What do I do? Anita, I want you to go listen to the reset. Regain Reset on the website under bonus courses. Regain Reset. It's so good. So good. Make sure you go check that out. It's like an 8 week kind of a program that Corinne kind of crafted for the Regain Reset. And it starts with really mindset. It's so, I mean, y'all, I can't even tell you how good it is. So I'm only interested in food. Now, that is probably, I want you to ask yourself, is that really true? Like, that might be the most interesting thing to you right now, but you're in the you were interested in coming to this call. You wanted to see what I was going how I was going to stumble over today. You were interested in that. You probably have people you still talk to in your life, and you're interested in what's going on with them. Okay. So first we have to work on that story. I'm most interested in food right now, but there are other things I'm interested in. If you're reading a book, if you're going to church, whatever it is, there are other things. It may not be as compelling as food, but you are interested in them. So work on that and then look at the reset and then email me. Oh, Anonymous says, I don't believe I can eat sweets and lose weight because I don't stop it enough. That is true. So that's why we had the whole conversation about sweets. Because listen, you can, if you're not stopping at enough with chicken and broccoli, you're not going to lose weight. Doable hunger is where it's at. But here's what I want you to do. I mean, this is the truth. If you go to get, if you love Ferrero Rocher and they come in a pack of three, buy one, buy the pack of three and throw two away and just eat one. Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Go to the grocery store every day and get a pack of M&Ms, whatever it is. Make it easy on yourself. Make it super easy on yourself. And also, what I was talking about, plan it and really enjoy it. Look out for those thoughts that you shouldn't be eating this. This is too hard. There's no way you're ever going to lose weight doing this. You may as well go ahead and finish. Like, look out for those thoughts. Carolyn said she didn't look at it that way. Whenever I was saying 2 pounds, yeah, I know I got y'all. I'll go off on a tangent. Y'all know I love a tangent. Yeah, I go off on a tangent. So, all right, y'all, we went a little over, but I got all the questions answered. I love it. All right. So next Wednesday, remember, Lizzie will be with you because my baby's graduating from college. And then the following week, I got a big announcement. That's Christmas Eve. We're hanging out. We're hanging out on Christmas Eve. Let me know if you need anything. Make sure you email us. Reach out. Please reach out because, you know, we're always here. We're here to help. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.